Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Firm gives final presentation on the proposed master plan for Camplex. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. On Tuesday night at Energy Hall, Populous presented their completed study and conceptual master plan for the future of Camplex. Camplex Executive Director Aaron Lyles kicked off the presentation, saying something he has said several times when talking about the future of the decades-old complex. He said there is no clear vision for what it's supposed to be. Lyles said for each era, decisions have been made about the vision for Camplex, promises are made, which makes it something different to so many different people. He called on community members to help Camplex to find a common vision. Representatives from Populous, CSL, and local engineering firm Dow laid out the complete master plan in three separate phases. Todd Gralla from Populous said multiple factors were studied while formulating the plan, and interviews were conducted online with current and past users of the facilities and possible new event holders. Phase one builds out support structures for current businesses to offset loss during phase two, including new RV parking spaces, new event check-in lot, maintenance and storage area, new Wrangler arenas, a new ice center, and Wyoming Center renovation and more. The estimated cost for this portion of the plan came in at $93 million. The firm estimated it would take at least 4 years to complete the phase. Phase two, which would take around 3 years to complete, includes a new multi-use arena and barn complex, including an indoor and covered arena, warm-up arenas, livestock pens, stalls, and more parking spaces. Cost of this phase is approximately $158 million. The third and final phase, which will also take about 3 years to complete, will add an RV expansion, create a green corridor, and remodel the East and Central Pavilions, which will cost upwards of $26 million. That makes the total price tag for the plan around $277 million. CSL Representative Joel Feldman said, if the decision was made not to go forward with the full master plan, it is still vital that maintenance and upgrades are done to the existing facilities to stay competitive in the event space market. He discussed a supplemental plan that would cost around $67 million to get the grounds and buildings brought to current industry standards. Executive Director Lyles encouraged residents to provide feedback on the plan to aid in the decision-making process. The next step would be for the Campbell County Public Land Board to decide if they want to move forward with the plan and begin researching ways to fund the project. There's an online survey for community members to fill out on the Camplex website at cam-plex.com. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.